The shipping industry is adjusting to new threats.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The cargo industry is responding to Friday's mail bomb attempts. One of the package bombs discovered last week was in the cargo bay of a passenger plane. As Marketplace's David Gurr reports now, that's raising questions about how cargo is screened.
The belly of a commercial plane is filled with all the checked bags passengers bring on board. It's also chock full of high-value cargo companies ship.
While cargo is not as sexy and interesting as passenger travel around the world, cargo is really a key part of an airline's bottom line.
Steve Lott is with the International Air Transport Association, a group of more than 200 commercial and cargo carriers. He says 35% of all packages travel by air. Lott suspects that in the wake of the attempted attacks on Friday, screening procedures will change, and he wants governments and intelligence agencies to improve how they communicate. In the U.S., one security change was already scheduled to take place today. For the first time ever, all U.S. airlines will use one system to cross-check passenger data with names on the TSA's watch list. Every passenger has to provide a full name, date of birth, and gender. David Castlevetter is a spokesman for the group that represents the major U.S. airlines.
If you don't provide the information, it's pretty simple. You can't travel. You can't complete your reservation. You can't get a boarding pass, and you can't travel.
Castlevetter says the policy change wasn't sparked by the incident last week. The 9/11 Commission recommended it 6 years ago. In Los Angeles, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
The Pontiac brand is no more. Last night was the expiration date for contracts between parent company General Motors and Pontiac dealers. It's been a slow death for the brand after 84 years. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on the Pontiac beat for us this morning, and he joins us now live from Washington with more. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, we knew this was coming. Remind us why Pontiac is going away.
Well, last year, as a condition of GM's bailout with the government, it had to shed four brands. So out went Pontiac, along with Saab and Saturn and Hummer. The last Pontiac vehicle rolled off the line about 11 months ago, just outside Detroit, Jeremy.
And Pontiac, Scott, used to embody the American muscle car. What happened to that brand?
Well, in the 1960s, Pontiac was America's number three brand behind Chevy and Ford. There was the Pontiac GTO with a huge engine and wide wheelbase. And then, of course, the Trans Am, Burt Reynolds' co-star in Smokey and the Bandit, and its descendant was known as Kit, the star of that TV show Knight Rider. But the oil shocks of the 70s and the new mileage rules changed the auto industry to more fuel-sipping cars. I spoke this morning to Peter Wells at Cardiff University, UK, about the 1970s macho car era.
I mean, in those days, Americans didn't care how much petrol they burned on the way from A to B and were happy to kind of celebrate those big engines. And so in many respects, the muscle car is, well, like rock and roll, a part of our history.
As for the future of the company, Jeremy, Pontiac warranties will still be serviced by GM facilities. As for the company, its future will be embodied by the plug-in Chevy Volt, which we expect next month.
Okay, Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And let's check global markets. European markets are mixed at this hour. Stocks in Hong Kong jumped 2.5% today after some strong manufacturing data was released in China. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow edged up just 4 points to close at 11,118. Investors are waiting for a key manufacturing index here in the U.S. this morning. That'll come out in just a couple hours.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist online. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud.
While you're munching on that leftover Halloween candy for breakfast this morning, allow me to make one conclusion about Halloween 2010. Americans spent substantially more on the holiday this year than they did last year. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, plenty of that cash went for economic and political costumes.
While most retail's been in the doldrums, Halloween bucked the trend this year, with sales up nearly 4%. And more costumes than ever went to grown-ups, says retail analyst Nicoletta Panteva at Ibis World.
Especially during a time when all we're worrying about is our finances, it's just kind of a nice release, even for the adults.
Americans spent more than $2 billion on costumes alone, and some of those played off the country's economic woes and upcoming midterm elections. On Halloween, the group Trick or Vote sent thousands of progressive activists door-to-door in costume. Noah Monger and Mariana Lindsay of Portland described their get-ups.
Throwing on some green jeans, a green turtleneck, and walking around with an iPad all night, and I'm going to go as Green Jobs.
So I'm going to be dressing up in Gap-branded clothing, get my cheerleading costume, mix that in, and go as the Enthusiasm Gap.
Rick Haven decked himself out as a revolutionary patriot for a Get Out the Vote event near Jacksonville, Florida this weekend.
The men's waistcoat, very ornate, very stylish.
Haven's an expert tailor and costume maker, as well as a local Tea Party official. He says he sold dozens of revolutionary outfits.
By the time you do the uniform and the shirt and the socks and the hat and the last guy wanted a cape, we're well over $1,000. So this isn't something cheap.
Talk about wearing your politics on your sleeve. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Apple is suing Motorola. The maker of the iPhone is claiming patent infringement. Motorola's Android phones use similar touchscreen technology to Apple's iPhones. And the stakes are high since phones now account for almost half of Apple's business. And finally, this item from today's New York Post. A woman in Monroe, Michigan, who wrote to President Obama about her financial troubles, is selling the handwritten response he sent back to her. His note says, "Things will get better." Well, Jennifer Klein will sell the letter to an autograph dealer for $7,000. She says she needs the money to pay off medical bills and to make a down payment on a house. You can check out our Midday Update podcast. It's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
In Canada, you can have up to a year for maternity leave. Your company pays you, and it says they'll hold your job. But you know how it goes. Out of sight is out of mind.
Companies have had to make cutbacks, especially over the last few years, and it's easiest to get rid of the person who's not there.
Maternity leave makes middle-of-the-night feedings look pretty good. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The story next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.